Hello, everybody. Before we start the podcast, I can be found on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and Stitcher. So let's get right into the podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Fortnite Fix. We have my cousin here, Caleb.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Okay. You literally just, like, put your voice up, like, 10 times higher, like, you're like...
All right, let's just get into the podcast.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to be talking about Season 7. I'm sorry that I'm not up to date, but they have added planes. How do you like the planes?
I mean, it depends on, like, if you're flying in one, you could get easy dubs, but if you're not flying one, then you probably will die pretty quickly if they're shooting at you.
They're pretty OP.
Yeah, I guess. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, so if you're flying in them, you're good, but if you're not, just, you're dead. So that's just how it goes.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so this is actually a really small thing. The Thermoscope AR is now, it has a new crosshair.
It's pretty dumb. I don't like it because it's now just a centered dot.
Yeah.
And, like, so the first one, it was weird because it was like a bolt action with the different...
Yeah.
The different bars above on the side. It's like the AR bullets don't drop like the bolts, so it's kind of dumb.
Yeah, I think it's pretty dumb. Well, they added snow to the core of the map. I love that.
Yeah, because if you get any, like, white skin, like the recon skin, that's now rare because it's not really coming out anymore. And also the bundle, the deep freeze bundle, then those are pretty much pay-to-play wins because they're legit really white, and so you could just hide there.
Yeah. So, they vaulted Shadow Stones.
Port-a-forts.
Chillers, Clingers, Double Barrels, Shotguns.
What do you...
Shotguns?
No.
Double Barrel Shotguns. And Shockwave Grenades. Double Barrel is pretty trash.
Yeah, the Double Barrel was really bad.
Clingers, I really didn't even use Clingers. Chillers, just we're not going to talk about it because it's too trash. Port-a-forts. RIP, we still have the Port Fortress, but, yeah, we have the new Battle Pass. How you liking Lynx?
Wait, what?
Lynx, I said Lynx.
What's the skin, oh, okay. Now we're getting talking, that thick skin right there. Alright, anyways, so, I really like that skin. The new way they did it was, like, with challenges, so there's no pickaxe anymore in the Battle Pass, which sucks for defaults, I guess. Anyways, so now you unlock pickaxes with doing challenges and the XP. So I think that's a newer way to kind of look at the Battle Pass. I think it's a good idea. And I kind of like the... I don't really like the colors, actually, for the Lynx. Or...
I kind of like the black, though. The black's... Oh, I also like the red. The red's pretty slick.
Yeah, okay.
And the blue. But how do you like the Zenith?
Zenith is a different skin, you know? Yeah. Like... I guess he's a Eskimo person?
Eskimo? Some,
yeah, the people who live on the North Pole or something. Indian people who live
Rip
up
Santa.
The Indian people that live up in, like, Alaska and something, I think are called Eskimos. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Hopefully Zenith doesn't kill Santa.
You mean Sergeant Winter?
Yeah.
Boom! Alright, anyways, I like that skin. I think they did a cool idea with the Sergeant Winter with the daily challenges, so that
yeah.
It makes the daily average player be able to get more selectable styles a little bit easier.
Yeah, I really like Sergeant Santa. I call it Sergeant Santa, but yeah, I don't know why I call it that. But you could unlock the Santa head and the Llama head. So. The
Battle Pass Santa head. Battle Bus
Santa head. I think it's 6 daily challenges?
No, 7.
7, and then
14,
and
for, 14 the
for the Llama. Llama, I really want the Llama one.
I don't understand why they would add a Llama, though. You know, it's like a Llama head on a person.
Well, that's pretty dope.
I mean, Santa, Sarge, or Winter. What? No, Sergeant Winter is a really beefy character, and so to add that skinny Llama head on it doesn't rake... Too much sense. Yeah. But the Battle Pass Santa head,
I mean,
that looks pretty good.
And Santa just got out of jail. He was like, he was just doing his push-ups. He was like, ooh.
gonna get them presents back and give them Coleman.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. They have added Frosty Flights and Polar Peak and Happy Hamlet to the game. How do you like those places, the new places?
Frosty Flights, good idea to drop there, but not very much loot. I mean, you can find good loot on the ground, but that's usually only in, like, the Royal Rumble, right?
Yeah.
Royal Rumble.
Something like that?
Yeah, the new LTM where it's 20 versus 20. Anyways, so if you go Frosty Flights, you're able to get, like, airplanes there, which I kind of like.
Yeah.
Polar Peak is pretty cool because I think what they're going to be doing now is...
They added the sword. Yeah,
they added the sword.
They vaulted it. They vaulted it.
Wait, they did?
Yeah, they just vaulted it.
Oh. All right, so anyways.
Happy Hamlet is, like, literally, I dropped there a lot. It's literally tilted, like, in the 19th century. Literally.
I haven't been there yet, so...
You haven't been there? No, it's literally, like, they have the clock tower, like, old-timey.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So...
What I think they're going to do with Polar Peak is each update, weekly update, they're going to show more of Polar Peak. Because you know how the castle is halfway showing on the top?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So then each update, they're going to...
Oh, we also had a leak of a castle. Like, a castle?
Like the DJ Yonder's kind of castle?
I think so, yeah. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know what... Oh, yeah! They added skins for your guns! Oh, I love it!
My favorite's the Ultra Red.
The Ultra... I like the carbon fiber and the gold. That's just, like, on fleek. I'd put it with the SMG, the pump. Yeah, but I'm rocking, like...
Are you even not at that tier?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. So, yeah, I have the green and, like, the camo one. Like, just have the, you have the camo with the new bundle with.
Oh, the deep freeze you got.
Yeah, deep freeze. And then you hide in the snow. And then you shoot someone, and they're like, "What the heck? Where's the gun? Where's the person? This has just got weird."
Just have, like, the ultra red with your deep freeze bundle skin. Yeah. Like, why is there a floating gun?
Oh my gosh. And when there was Shadow Stones, me and Caleb, my cousin, were talking about, like, if you, like, with the Shadow Stones, you eat it really fast, respawn, and you're invisible.
Yeah.
And he got the lamp axe.
Oh,
and
we
were gonna, like, troll some people, like...
With a floating lamp.
But we didn't get to, because...
Updates suck and they vaulted it.
and also, you've got to friend me, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
Friend me!
Yeah, that's
probably... No, you're on PS4, but friend me.
You know, actually, before they added the airplane is, I was talking to my friend before Season 7 came out, and I said, you know what, they should add a biplane with a person on it. And what's it called? And, so it'd be a pilot and then a gunner in the back with a turret. But I guess that didn't really work out. But heck, I called it. I earned $5 from my friends. And oh boy, was that fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're pretty OP.
I think they might add like a Santa, like maybe a girl Santa skin for the $5 pack. That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah. Also the
starter,
like,
pack.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Also, like, the snow. What's the, like... The snow girl, like, what is it? It's the...
Nog Ops?
Yeah, I mean, not the Nog Ops, the Battle Pass tier one, remember?
The onesie?
Yeah, onesie.
The onesie skin?
Yes.
The Durburger onesie?
I was talking about something else, but let's just go to onesie.
Wait, which skin?
Snowboarder skin.
Oh, powered. Powered?
Yeah, sorry, yeah. Yeah, that one. Yeah, I was like, that's just got weird. We just awkward silence for, like, on the arms of
and right here. Wait, hold on. It says you can now boost. You have to wait 15 seconds in between moves. Did you legit just go into a Playgrounds match and time it? Because if you did.
No, I just guessed.
It's less than that. It has to be. It's like 5 seconds, 15 seconds, bro. Oh, my God. That would suck.
Oh, yeah, by double tap. Oh, yeah, the roll. Like, when you double tap.
The barrel roll.
Yeah. Oh, I love the barrel roll.
That's how you don't get damage.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and it had the mounted machine gun. It has a kind of, I call it like, it's not really a machine gun. It's like an AR, mostly like a really slow AR.
Yeah, it's like a turret, though.
Yeah, it's like a turret on there, because it's like the mounted turret on like a plane.
Yeah. What I think they should do is add a little bit bigger one, so it would have two seats. And so it would have a seat, and then the gunner. The gunner in front.
Excuse you, kid.
What are you talking about, boy? I'd clap you in playgrounds.
You haven't yet.
If I were to play. Anyway.
Sure.
What? I got two trap kill. Alright? Solo. Get on my level, boy.
I have done that 10 more times.
Alright, whatever. So what they should do is make like a, maybe like reduce the amount of smaller airplanes or reduce.
They should have helicopters.
No. Helicopters would suck because you could just like, they would just suck, dude. Like,
no, you could like,
you could snipe somebody off of a helicopter.
Oh, yeah.
And then you could break it down easy, because, like, if you're.
If you could build an air with a helicopter?
Stop. Alright, anyways, the barrel roll is a good way to not get hit in an airplane.
Yeah. Oh, they nerfed and kind of didn't nerf
the balloons?
The balloons.
Yeah.
So you put it on your back, you know, like about two. Three. And then you could actually have your gun now.
And shoot.
But the thing is, you can't fully do it. Like, you used to put, like, 9, 8, 5, 6. How much could you maximum put?
Put what? On the back?
Yeah.
3. But when you're
holding it up, when you used to
hold it. Oh, when you used to, it used to be, like, 5.
Yeah, 5. But now they only added that you have 10 balloons and not 20 like they used to. So they nerfed it and kind of, like, didn't nerf it. Oh, yeah, creative mode. How you liking that?
Oh, snap. I like it, but I wish they would make objects singular except instead of, like, grouping them.
Yeah.
So, like, what's it called? It would be, like, I hope they don't sue us. It would be, like, Minecraft.
Yeah.
Like, where you could select the item. Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. So.
Right, Minecraft. We have found a game better than Minecraft.
Yeah, creative mode.
Minecraft, it's literally crying right now. Like, I bet you Minecraft's crying right now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that my voice sounds like a freaking 2-year-old. My mic makes me sound like a 2-year-old.
Yeah. So, I've been spending days trying to find this one object, and I cannot find it. It's the driftwood.
Yeah, I can't find that either.
And I went on to Locky's,
Locky's Hide and Seek.
Yeah, and he has a treehouse, which is really cool, but I can't find those.
Like, yeah, I can't even find, like, the, because I was trying to make a mini-map, because I'm trying to enter into the block.
Yeah.
So I try to, like, find his, like, cage thing that he had in the, right there, you know, the cage?
What cage?
Like, the cage that, like, to block off people from getting out, like.
Oh, that is in the, what's it called? It's in the obstacle course area.
Oh, well, you helped me with my life. My life's better. Thank you.
That's how I made Nuketown, dude. I made Nuketown.
You made Nuketown?
Yeah.
That's what I was gonna make, actually, literally. I was gonna make Nuketown. Like, I was inspired by Locky's video. Like, they went into someone's map and I was gonna make Nuketown and they were gonna, like, do, like, the pistol, like, the deagle and the suppressed and the six shooter. So, yeah.
I'm surprised that they didn't add the six shooter into playgrounds. Not because it's vaulted, but it's not gone.
Oh, yeah. This is, like, a little weird one. Well, it's not that weird. They improved the data layout on Xbox to improve loading times and streaming issues.
I wish they did that to PS4. It takes forever to load.
From the arms of the PS4s suck so bad.
No, it's not that bad. We just got a $60 game for free, and it just came out, so.
Yeah, PS4 is pretty good. I wish I had a PS4.
Oh, and thank God we just got PUBG, too. Oh!
Oh, yeah, I just got PUBG. I have not lost a game yet. I've won, like, 5 games. I have not lost a game.
Yeah, on PS4, there's now PUBG, but it's not free.
Yeah, it's not free.
Zach. Yeah, what do you want?
What do you want, boys? What do you want?
No!
What do you want? Santa! Santa, what do you want?
Calm down. No, we haven't. Alright, bye. Okay.
Well, right. We're gonna cut that out.
No, we're not. It's too good.
It's too good. It's just too good. That's just the life of a podcaster.
So, what I don't understand with the aircraft...
That was kind of cringy right now.
But... Dude, chill. All right. So what I don't understand with the airplane is when you go upside down, the controls aren't inverted. So if you were to go upside down, the things are still the same. So if you go up normal and you go up upside down, you still go up. Yeah. It's whack.
Pretty,
unless like
it's pretty doo-doo.
It's not that doo-doo.
I mean, it's pretty good.
Good way.
Watch your Goodwill.
Watch your profanity, kid.
Bro, I just said good.
You're like,
I said the G word. Oh my gosh. I said good.
Yeah, good. It's the G word. Like, watch your language. I know.
I think that's all we had down.
What?
I think that's all we had down, right?
No, we still have the Ice King and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We still have a lot of stuff to talk about, kid. Trying to get out of this?
So what the first glitch actually was the riding the ice puck. With the ice puck toy was before the first update was when you threw the ice puck, you're able to ride it. But they took that out, so don't try. It's just gonna bounce off you. What I'm surprised is that they didn't take out rocket riding. So I guess they kind of don't want to take that out because it's pretty cool.
Yeah. You can do it online. Like, I had some fun in playgrounds doing that.
And also in Creative, they actually listened to the Fortnite community with calling Blue House, Blue House. And then double stacks, and one stack. And then other house. What I'm waiting for them to do is add Broken House, because that would be cool.
Yeah, and also a stack of coal for the naughty kids.
Stop.
Thank you.
They should add rocks that you're able to throw at people. It only does, like, 5 or 1 damage.
Need to add snowballs. Snowballs that do 5 damage. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Dope.
In the like a LTM or something, or like a limited time item, so they vault it quickly, for like 2 weeks. And also, what would be cool would
What are you talking to talk about?
Oh shoot, I forgot. Anyways,
Anyways, what?
I don't know. Snowballs.
Oh, yeah.
Knives. Oh, throwing knives. They should add knives.
Oh, yeah. And they also should add, suppressors on the ground and scopes on the ground.
Oh, yeah, like PUBG, but not PUBG. I don't know. I think it's kind of dumb that PUBG would sue Fortnite, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, H1Z1 is not getting sued by PUBG when it's way more realistic to...
Literally, it's the exact same thing as PUBG. I play PUBG and play H1Z1, and literally, they're the exact same game, but different skins.
Yeah.
Literally, boys.
Also, they should get rid of the suppressed scar, and then...
I have aimbot on that, dude. Don't...
I mean, everybody pretty much has aimbot, because... If you're jumping up and down with that thing, the accuracy does not change.
Yeah, that's pretty dang good. Like, I literally feel like I have aimbot with it. Literally aimbot. So, it's really crazy. So, the Ice King. How do you like the Ice King?
I mean, it's pretty cool. I like how they did. You have to outlive survivors.
Yeah, outlive, like, 20,000, 20,000, and, like, more. Like 2,000, I think, like, 8,000 and 20,000.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty sick. That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty sick.
I think we should get going.